We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Layla Wednesday on the Dan Bernstein Show. Wednesdays, 9 a.m. to noon on 670 The Score.
Yeah.
Did CJ Gardner-Johnson influence the Bears coaching search? Because yes. It sure sounds like he did.
Yes. Oh, now we got a fight.
They are going at it.
That's Wims, Javon Wims, with CJ Gardner-Johnson involved as well.
You have to have emotional control, okay, during the course of the game. It's got to be a boxer's mentality.
And if that's the case, did the same loss beat you not one, not two, but now three times? Because I really hope C.J. Gardner-Johnson did not decide the Bears' coaching search.
You can't go let your anger get to you, because why? Then you'll foul.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson is the only person I was thinking about when that whole line of answer was told to Mark Grody.
Bottom line is this, is that we're not going to tolerate that here at the Bears.
Layla Wednesday with Dan Bernstein. Middays on The Score.
Happy Layla Wednesday here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, as we digest kind of a bad sports night in a lot of ways. We will get to
and
that.
And my pants are wet.
Yeah, you have wet pants, and you had to. At least you didn't have to do battle with your chair today.
No, but I got to work, and drizzle was a lie. It was a lie! Not just drizzling, it's legitimately raining. And I had an umbrella and everything, and
your
a
socks
waterproof
are wet,
jacket.
Somebody like run down to CVS and grab you a pair of socks if you don't want to. Wet socks are a nightmare.
Yeah, the shoes and socks are wet.
You don't want to sit here for another 3 hours with wet feet.
No.
You get sick.
I don't think that makes you sick. I think it just makes you annoyed.
Both, I think.
That's where I am right now.
Okay. Good start then, I think. We're off to a great start.
I don't know. You led with your top of mind stuff.
I know. I hate it. I'm unbelievably sad. And, you know, I was listening to our sister station on the way in, and they had the audio of the parents finding out, like in the gym. The first thing they played on CBS, I just couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it. And you try to ignore it, and you don't want to ignore it, and you force yourself to consume more of it, and then you wonder about your own mental health, and then you feel guilty because you're prioritizing your own mental health, and you get in this shame spiral, and I don't know. It was Steve Kerr. That 3 minutes of Steve Kerr was impassioned and real and wonderful, and I just wish to hell it mattered. I really do.
Yep.
I really do. I wish. Stuff like that mattered. And the stuff that, you know, Andrew McCutchen is tweeting, there are a lot of really nice and smart and empathetic people in the world of sports. But you know what? Remember yesterday when I was talking about the White Sox? And yesterday, I was saying, really? If sports worked the way we wanted sports to work, you get your doubleheader sweep. You get the team coming together behind their emotional leader in that way. And then you take on, with your ace on the mound, and you get out there against the Red Sox at home, and you show them what for. Yuck. that first inning, like, I did have to start mordantly laughing when they're just plock-a-tying this guy. And it's like, so much for all that, right? So much for the, we got you, T.A. And even Tony La Russa. Even I'm saying nice things about Tony La Russa. And then and they're all pulling on the same end of the rope. Let's go. Here's where the Sox take off. Nah.
First pitch.
Yes.
K. Hernandez.
There's a swing and a drive.
Oh, like, that's gone.
And I did say that baseball never cooperates in that regard. Almost never. So maybe it starts now. Maybe they just kind of got that out of their way, and now we can come together as a team and all that garbage.
And by the way, just in case you're wondering, Red Sox are still 2 games under .500.
I know.
Like, oh, that's cool. We have all these games on the schedule with teams that we should beat. Nope.
But is that 6 in a row? For the
Red
Sox?
Yeah, they've won 6 in a row, yes.
Yeah, but man, to come out just like the scouting report on Dylan Cease must have just been, he's going to be in the zone. He's going to try to challenge you. Just like hit it, I guess. That's a hell of a scouting report.
Okay, here's the issue that I have when it comes to that, the repertoire, is lately we've observed his pitching lines and we're like, oh, 11 strikeouts, but 11 hits, and that's crazy, and wow. No, it just means he throws strikes. That's it. And sometimes his ball picks up a greater portion of the strike zone, and that's when you see stuff happen.
Jack McDowell was like that. Sometimes Mark Burley was like that. Occasionally Mark Burley would have one of those games where he just got killed.
By the way, everyone, has Mark Burley pledged allegiance to the Blue Jays? Because he seems to be supporting them and going to their games and such.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was a Cardinals fan.
I want to claim Mark Burley.
I always thought his real allegiance was to the Cardinals. I don't follow him. I didn't know that he was doing that.
I mean, all it really means is Mark Burley supporting people and stuff, but I was like, wow, you've gone that route, have you, Burley?
Well, they're a fun team. I don't begrudge him doing that. They've got a whole lot of guys it's fun to root for. But hell, so's Tim Anderson. He's fun to root for as well. And it just, baseball just sometimes doesn't work in that regard. I couldn't see any specific mechanical thing that I noticed about Dylan Cease, but the old baseball term is wild in the strike zone.
Yes.
That sometimes if you're or too much of the plate.
Yeah, that's how I felt about it. But I think it came down to fastball command as to how he's gotten better. But if every pitcher could fix fastball command, we'd hand out 25 Cy Youngs every year. It's easier said than done. We've talked about it with Stoney. However, to me, I feel like that's just the nature of Dylan Cease. He just throws a lot of strikes. Best pitch to hit is what? A strike. So there we have it.
Usually a fastball strike. Yeah.
So he's still growing, as we know, and I think we've all been encouraged by what we've seen. And if I didn't know any better, Dan Bernstein, I'd say you're riding on the baseball roller coaster.
A little bit. I just felt that something like that can't go to waste. That moments like that, where you draw a line, where if you tell the story after the fact, it's not so much riding the roller coaster. It's just wanting that moment to matter after the fact. Wanting all of that team building, because we talk a lot about culture, and we talked a lot about Tony La Russa being a bad fit, and screwing up some of that stuff upon that hire, and looking at his history and playing the game the right way and don't do this and don't do that, and looking at and dealing with the odiousness of so many of the people caping for him and talking in euphemisms about why and what and knowing exactly what kind of identity stuff was going on there, and having him sound sincere. I'll judge the sincerity of that when Tony La Russa is talking about how much he likes and respects Tim Anderson.
What could go wrong?
And maybe it will still end up mattering. It was just kind of a kick in the teeth to have it go sideways as quickly as it did.
Here's my issue with it, is that it wasn't just that. Nick Pivetta was having no issue against the White Sox hitters. And there are times where you see teams get down by 3 runs or so. And I had confidence in the White Sox a couple of years ago. They always found a way to win, come back. We said the same thing about a team locally that would win titles. You know, the 2-out hitting was confident there, and they would always find a way to battle back. They would get to a team's bullpen. These are the great successes of teams. It's why the bullpen is what matters at the trade deadline. But I didn't have a lot of confidence in the White Sox hitting approach to get them back in the game. It seems like once that's been established by the starter, especially without Luis Robert.
I was just going to say, missing the guy who's been the heart of your offense doesn't help.
Nick Pivetta was having a grand old time out there, and it took until the fourth inning for them to get a hit.
Yeah, it's too late. That's too late. And
that's a time through the order.
Yep.
Did not. To Kike Hernandez, the throw.
The Twins are better than we thought. The White Sox are going to have to maybe put a little bit more into the chase than they expected. And that gets us to how they're handling the pitching staff. And for what are you playing? Are you setting aside innings in September that by the time you get there may not matter as much as you thought they would? Are they being presumptive? And we can look at all the metrics and the possibility and the projection algorithms still like the White Sox and would still be supportive. The hard numbers would still be supportive of the White Sox being smart about who's available later. But you get to a point in the season where it's like, okay, all hands on deck now. And we're not in a position to feel we have the luxury of saving guys for the playoffs.
I don't think saving people, at least from a bullpen standpoint, has been an issue, because how many times have I sat here and talked to you about Hendricks. How many times Hendricks and Graveman have been used already and the frequency of 5 and 6 days and the stretch that we've seen there? And we saw Vince Velasquez, curiously, last night. That's the Easter egg for all of you who kept watching that game.
No, the Easter egg was Stoney and Benetti talking about Hamlet.
Well, there you have it.
That was because they were just on fumes. It was so much fun. If you're a connoisseur of such things as I am.
They are tremendous. There's few people I would rather watch a blowout with than Stoney and Benetti. But it makes me wonder if Vince Velasquez is pitching in that game. Rick Camp and Mike Rankin. Did I slur your name there a little?
Mike Rankin.
Mike Rankin.
Ozzie made a good point today, bringing up the six-man rotation. I think there is something to that. And Dan, Laila, you're talking about being presumptive, right, and trying to manage innings. We know Kopech. Lynn, who knows how he's going to respond when he's healthy. Are you going to take days off? I mean, you got the success of Cueto. Vince Velasquez has proven himself. It's not another question, in my opinion.
And how- Lynn's history when he's healthy is an expectation of at least, to me, 180 innings. But if Michael Kopech wants to go longer in a game, and we've seen it established, now is the time. You're 21-21 right now. Like, I don't know where the six-man rotation is going to come from, but Ozzie also talking about how you still don't know how many bullets are going to get out of Johnny Cueto. And
this is all found money at this point.
Right.
It's not going to sustain at this level, but it's still better than Keuchel. That's really the question, is how many times you're going to trot Keuchel's ass out there so he can get tattooed? Because there's a lot more starts then that you're presuming are going to come from him. And those aren't good. Those aren't helping you. Those are hurting you. And they seem committed for now to keep doing that. But you want to stress your bullpen out? I mean, you know that this guy's got to come out after the second time through the order, which sometimes is in the third or the fourth, depending on how it's going for him. Go ahead, but then we're talking about Hendricks and Graveman and all these guys. You're just moving up the clock on the usage of a lot of the high leverage guys. It's, like for yesterday to be the first game of a series too, like that's what just kills you. You got to figure, and at least they almost had the benefit of it being such a big blowout that it's not like it was 7-4 and you're still like, well, you know, we're kind of in this. We get a bloop and a blast, and we're like, that's almost a luxury to have it go pear shaped that early. And if you want to get in, you know, the back end of your bullpen and know that's like, all right, we're done today. That's better than stressing out your mid-leverage guys even.
Right. You have to know when to use your relievers. It's a lose the battle, win the war type of mentality. And I don't know that you have that luxury when you're a 500 team.
I just don't think you do. I think, you know, if you are what your record says you are, you've got to, at some point, flip the script. And that means you got to get on a heater.
And confession time, everyone. Did I fall into the trap of being like, oh, they just play the Yankees? Now they have the Red Sox. Well, that should be relatively easy. No. Narrator, it was not easy.
This is your confession?
Yes. Well, okay.
I was going to say, there's a much more important confession that we've been talking around.
We were supposed to do that this segment, but clearly your feelings about the White Sox and my feelings about the White Sox kind of combined in that. Did you know I was lying to you for a week?
I heard of such things.
I'm sorry.
The thing is, I kind of knew.
What?
They
made it sound like you didn't know.
Wait, I didn't know you knew.
Yeah, Mike can attest that like the day after, like last Thursday, I was like, I don't know where my windscreen is, but I'm pretty sure that Layla probably still has it.
If you're asking what a windscreen is, you've heard us refer to them as mic muffs. They're these things. They're these foam covers for the Electro Voice microphones. Mine's got a DB on it. I probably need a new one. But
wait, that's just your initials.
The problem
mine's
is when
closer to the camera up on Twitch, twitch.tv/. Yeah,
the problem was when the DB could have stood for Doug Buffone, and you would grab that one, and it was just caked with tobacco spit and like chunks of garlic. And
Jardinera.
No, that was North's. That was different. But like, so yes, this one I know is mine, and it keeps you from popping your peas. So your plosives can be subsumed into the foam. And Rick's was stolen by Layla.
It wasn't stolen. I have a large backpack, okay? And things get
That's
lost
what
in
Moon
there.
Steel say.
Yes. I have a large backpack filled with things I took from other people.
Pens. I somehow end up with a lot of pens. I don't know how.
I don't even know. I don't want to know how many pens I've lost here because, mind you, most of the time it's I will leave them here. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, somewhere strewn across the control room here. And someone's like, oh, that's a decent looking pen because, you know, I appreciate a good pen because, you know, I'm interesting.
I'm not basic at all.
Whatever. Everybody has their favorite pens and they know it.
I have my rankings of my puzzling pens. There are certain pens.
Mike Rankins of your pens?
Yes, there are certain pens that are better for cryptics, certain pens that are better for puzzles of different shapes because of how they can glide. There's a whole science to it.
Yeah, don't lie. And you know what my favorite pen is? The stupid Bic pen. Just the simple one that like you get everywhere. The ballpoint. That's all I need. That's all I need in life. I'm basic and I don't care who knows. But yeah, I'm sorry. I lied.
Also nice and cheap.
And you're not sorry.
And here's the reason why. It's because I wanted to present it to you in person because I didn't know you were off last Wednesday. And I was going to say, Rick, I have your mic muff. But I couldn't.
That's perfect.
Because you weren't here. And that's our favorite song game.
I was getting a refinance.
So really, this
place
is about you abandoning me.
A confession in Aqualung riff. That's pretty well planned.
No, I'm really sorry that I didn't tell you.
So wait, these Bic pens, the regular.
It was like the telltale heart beating in my backpack.
The regular Bic round stick, the regular
yes,
Bic pen.
Those are so good.
Well, you're like my mother's story about Marriott pens.
I can't say I'm surprised.
My mom used to insist that Marriott pens were the best pens. And I said, Mom, they're just a Bic pen that happens to say Marriott on it. There is no, it's not a different pen. Nope, they're different. These are different pens. I said, no, they're not.
Yeah,
I said,
it's the element of stealing something.
Maybe that's what it was. But I'm like, no. It's like, why do you have six Marriott pens? Oh, because these are the best pens. No, I can go to an office supply store and get you the very same pen. It just doesn't say Marriott on it. Well, then those aren't Marriott pens. I'm like, fine. I'm done with this.
She doesn't feel like she got a freebie or she stole something. Like every time you see a hotel pen, don't you kind of smile to yourself and you're like, suckers.
Oh, like the ones when we stay at the Langham right down here. Oh, they're heavy, like
weighty.
Real pens. And then you feel bad. And you're right, like, ooh, I accidentally stole this pen. And you want to take it, you want to bring it back.
But did you accidentally steal the pen? Did you?
I don't know. Maybe subconsciously I didn't. Maybe I took it. And now the Langham people are going to come for me.
And the element of danger and you getting away with it is reminded every time you look at that pen.
It's like the old Letterman bit. Well, where do you put the lamp? They remove everything from the
hotel
room.
Now, listen.
Yeah.
I also have another confession in that I use a lot of colored gel pens to color code my notes. And so I love those as well. But that's a whole different area, man. That's a different side of life.
But if the
standby
the lavender color one is like for seventh grade bubble writing,
Yes. I have a whole pack of them that I bought myself.
Okay. All right. Whoa. Oh, hold on.
And then I'm like, hey, why does my backpack? I'm like, why does my backpack weigh so much here? And then I'm like, wait, where's my pastel note pen?
Is that a Le Sports sack?
No, this is a I got that backpack in China. The Pentel, or no, the Sakura Jelly Roll. Now these are worth something.
Hold, but wait a second.
I don't want to talk about it right now.
What's going on here?
Nothing. Nothing's going on. I have a ton of pens.
I had that in elementary school when it was filled with like 36 colored pencils.
Well, what happened?
Mine,
why did you stop?
Mine were all the NFL pencils. That there was the pencil dispenser.
I loved the NFL pencils.
There was the pencil dispenser in the lunchroom at Shepherd Junior High, and it was 10 cents.
Had that
and,
too.
And I had all of the NFL teams, yep. And the one I couldn't get.
Bears.
No, the Lions. It was for some reason I couldn't get a Lions pencil, and I finally got it one day. Like, yes, and everyone knew. Like, oh, he's finished out his set of.
I had a bunch of folders. There were a bunch of like the action NFL action folders, and my favorite one was the ultra back running. I think he was running, well, maybe not through, but kind of around Gilbert Brown.
Didn't they have stats on like the flaps inside?
I think you're right.
Or a calendar, at least.
Yeah, but like the Raymond Harris one, I was like, let's go.
I'm still partial to Trapper Keeper myself.
We're going to get to some White Sox sound when we come back. We have to undermine this argument that a lot of people were using that now it is non-existent. The argument of, well, Josh Donaldson was joking around with Anderson before about it. Nope, didn't happen. Vaporized, and your idiocy is vaporized. And a lot of people were talking about that. That's next on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein and Leila Rahimi. Wednesdays, 9 a.m. to noon on 670 The Score.
Before we get into this, can I tell you something fun that happened yesterday?
Fun is good.
So Matt Zahn, who works for CBS Channel 2.
Yep.
His daughter is named Layla.
Okay.
And you know how I hate the Layla Wednesday thing?
Is it spelled the same?
No.
Okay.
Handily for her, it's not. So okay. It's easier to pronounce when you see it. And apparently he was taking her to school and she was like, What?
Oh, really?
Because she heard Layla Wednesday. So to young Layla Zahn, happy Layla Wednesday.
It's Layla Wednesday.
I will keep it for you.
Yeah, they should make it a thing. I think she should ask Dad to go get Dairy Queen or Scooters or something later, and Dad should say yes, because all Laylas should have a free pass for something on Layla Wednesday.
Matt's on. I am not the one who advocated for sugary treats for Layla.
I did.
I advocate for sugary treats for this Layla.
Or maybe she doesn't want that. Maybe she wants a big bacon cheeseburger.
I just advocate for sugary treats in general.
Yes. Sugary, I almost said sugary treats in tweets general.
Too. Well, those too. All right. The White Sox context changed yesterday. All of this stuff where Tim Anderson came out and said, whoa, wait a second. All this about Josh Donaldson is somehow indemnified. He is free to say what he wants because we supposedly joked about it before and he knows me like that. Not true. Tim Anderson, before the game yesterday, describes what actually happened in 2019.
In 2019, he did say that, and I told him that, we don't ever have to talk again. I won't speak to you, won't speak to me, if that's how you're going to refer to me. So I know he knew, exactly what he was doing, because I already told him. But yeah, he go to Minnesota, 2 or 3 years, and don't say nothing to me, because he know I already addressed it. And we, we get into it, me sliding back, so I push him off me, so what? And, he felt the need to, say it again, but, he's trying to provoke me. I mean, he knew what he was doing.
What do you make of him trying to claim there was some sort of inside joke between you?
None. None. Care less. None. I know the truth. I know what it is.
What a weird follow-up question. He just got finished saying there's no inside joke. He said, we don't ever have to talk again. When he called him Jackie derisively in 2019. Oh, so there's no inside joke? No, obviously not. He said, we don't ever have to talk again. You don't say anything to me, I won't say anything to you. If that's the way you're going to be, if that's the kind of thing you're going to do, that's the kind of guy you are. Well, there's no ambiguity here, is there?
Here's what frustrates me, is the punishment was almost like, put your hands over your ears, and it's like earmuffs. Oh, you guys, it was an inside joke. Well, we don't have to legislate this. One game suspension. Oh, you're going to appeal and an undisclosed amount of money. Fine. Except Major League Baseball takes Jackie Robinson's name very seriously. They try to make it meaningful. They have a whole day. They talk about his legacy. We discuss all the time how Jackie Robinson's memory isn't always preserved in the way that is truthful to the disruption that he had to create in order to get to the point that we're at. And what really bothers me is all we have to do is listen. That's all. Just listen. I have a friend who is a producer at a big time network, and he loves baseball more than most of us love anything. And he said, if you think I haven't been called that and knew exactly what that context was, he goes, how many stories do we have like this? Just because Tim Anderson had an article about it didn't give Josh Donaldson the right to weaponize it. And now we're talking about the punishment because it isn't legit either.
And we're also talking about somebody whose reputation has preceded him for years. And I think you noticed as we played a lot of this in its entirety, but I think it's worth now, again, revisiting what Liam Hendricks said. You got to listen carefully because it's over some background music here. But Donaldson's history with other teams before this.
My feelings towards the individual in question are pretty well documented, the fact that we don't get along. And the fact that I have now spoken to, I think it's 4 separate clubhouses that he's been into, and as a whole, none of them have gone along. So, yeah, him trying to whip out that narrative is completely not
and disappointing.
Yeah, obviously, us in this clubhouse, we have TA's back and everything. And that was just a completely unacceptable thing. And then trying to whip it out as being an inside joke. No, that's they don't have those sorts of things going along. That's like getting into an argument, like having an inside joke with a guy who you are a nemesis with, per se, I guess you could say. But yeah, that's not how it went down in this clubhouse. And I don't understand how he ever thought about it like that. It's just straight delusional.
How about a quote from one of those former clubhouses? And this would be Max Kepler of the Twins. and it was widely interpreted to mean exactly what you think it means. This is a long-form subtweet from Max Kepler. In the grand scheme of things, it's just the people around you. This year, there's less pressure on each player at the plate. This year, we have similar situations as we did last year. Last year, we didn't execute. We seemed to play with more pressure. This year, it's just a good group of guys, so it's like we're fighting for each other. When you're doing that, I always say this, whatever's in the box comes easier, and it doesn't feel like an individual sport. I just feel more relaxed this year. Last season felt more disconnected, an individual thing. Chemistry over everything. For all team sports, it really helps. And yeah, it's just easier to play a game. If you think Max Kepler is talking about somebody, everybody around that team says you're right. And this, this isn't hard.
I'm reminded of Ozzie Guillen saying, Adam Eaton, nobody likes you.
Nobody likes you. And Ozzie was on this morning, too. And he was not surprisingly really rankled by just a one-game suspension.
If you can't push or punch anybody, it would got to be 3-day suspension, all kind of fines. But this man make a comment, and Major League Baseball got the guts to suspend him for 1 day. One stinky day. That's embarrassing. Because you know what I'm talking about, black beans and rice. That you were talking about very, very, very delicate situation in this country. Okay? And the thing that bothered me the most, besides Major League Baseball did only 1 day, is just because, come and say, I'm good friend with TA. I think that's right. That's like, come out. You know what I mean? Like, hey. Right. We're not, you know, it's stupid. That's the thing that bothered me the most when I say, oh, no, we're a good friend. We played like that before. I say, I don't think you played like that in that day because I got a great friend with Harold Baines, Tim Raines, Bo Jackson, Lance Johnson. I'm a great friend with those guys. I know. I joke around with Frank Thomas every day. The last thing I got to call one of those guys is his name. They pretend like he was talking about, you know, about something I should be talking. No way. And then when he say, I'm good friends with him. That thing bugged me more than anything else because he was lying.
And this is Ozzy saying there are some things that I knew better than to discuss. Ozzy, I mean, the jokester, he would get under your skin. The number of times he and Frank would fight with each other over little things when Frank was taking ground balls at short and Ozzy's making fun of him and Frank's pride got hurt. And that was a thing. But even Ozzy's like, look, it's Ozzy Guillen saying this. Like, you don't go there. You don't do that. Have some sense of have some filter that knows that's not okay.
And when a player wants to talk about it, it's because it's outside of the scope of what is normal and typical. And I don't mind Tim Anderson bringing a lot of these things to light because he's being honest and there's an element of integrity there as to what happens that we don't always hear because that's something that sometimes stays between players. But I appreciate him saying it. And Herb had a really good point. Herb Lawrence, who we all know, love, and miss. And he said, this was on the 21st, so it was 4 days ago. In high school, we were playing on the Naperville North sophomore year, and a guy tackles me after a nice run. Then he says something that only I could hear. What did he say? Stay down, Jerome. He knew why he called me that and knew it would get to me too. Words have power. Ask people who've been called these names.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm not going to sit here and tell anybody about their experience. Major League Baseball's like, oh, Josh said this. Oh, it's okay. One game. For the player that we use to help be a pinnacle of our culture.
That's why I would like baseball. I'd like to know what they actually knew before that decision was made and what they tried to know and what they went out of their way to not try to know to make these things easier and try to push them away faster. Mike Florio talks NFL football, but there's a lot of serious stuff going on in the league right now. There is pressure on Washington ownership, and there is Deshaun Watson dealing with not only the start to his season and the looming suspension, but so many of the massage therapists he apparently victimized are now willing to speak out about their experiences. And it's all in one confluence at the moment. That is part of our discussion with Florio next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,